Earlier this year, Alabama passed a tough immigration law that prompted thousands of migrant workers to flee the state. Shortly after, we spoke with Jamie Boatwright. He's a fourth-generation tomato farmer in Steele, Alabama. Back then, Boatwright told us that about 20 of his farmhands, all of them from Mexico, left after the law was passed, and it devastated his business. And so Jamie Boatwright tried to hire legal workers. Here's what he told us back then.
Since this law has went in effect, I've had a total of 11 people that were Americans to come and ask for work. A total of one of those actually came back the next day. I told him, be here at 8 o'clock in the morning. That person picked 4 boxes of tomatoes, walked out of the field, and said, I'm done.
That was Jamie Boatwright back in October. We spoke with him this past week from his farm on Chandler Mountain in Steele, Alabama, for an update. Jamie, how are things going now?
Well, right now we're out of season. All the crops are finished. So, we're not having any labor issues because we're not doing anything at this time. But we're unable to plant next year's crop.
You cannot plant next year's crop.
Correct. See, a lot of people don't realize. I think you start in March or April and you start planting, but it really takes the fall before doing all the planting and pre-ordering seeds and supplies. And we haven't done any of those things.
You haven't done those things because you can't get enough workers to work on your farm?
And unless the law changes, we cannot.
So after the law was passed, most of your workers left. They were worried that they would be deported, right?
Correct.
How many people do you need to keep your farm up and running?
A minimum of 60 people.
60 people. How many do you have working for you now?
Right now, none.
None. Do you suspect that you may not grow any tomatoes at all next season?
Well, I'll probably grow some. It may be, instead of growing my normal 100 acres of tomatoes, it may be like 15 or 20 acres.
Will you be able to pay your bills with that few tomatoes?
No.
So what are you going to do?
I don't have a plan right now. I have studied on it, tried to figure on it every way I can, and right now I do not have a plan of action that I am comfortable with.
Have you tried to convince your former workers to come back and hope for the best?
I talk to some of them on a every couple of week basis. They're in Florida working right now, and they've all told me the same thing. When the law's gone, we'll be back. Until then, we're not coming back to Alabama.
Jamie, I know this might be a difficult question for you to answer because of your circumstances, but can some part of you understand why this law was passed? I mean, of course, there's very high unemployment in the United States, and many Americans are frustrated at the idea that, there may be illegal immigrants doing jobs that they could do.
Well, that's a hard question to answer. I do have an answer for it, but most people wouldn't understand it. But the reason the illegals are here working now is because Americans wouldn't do the job to begin with. This is a fourth-generation farm, and it was all Americans working, and then we could not get enough help, and the Mexicans slowly worked in because they would show up for work, they would be here on time, and they showed up every morning and was ready to go to work.
So essentially, you cannot continue to do what you do without help from migrant workers.
There's no way.
Are you worried about this next year and about your livelihood?
Yeah, I'm real worried about how, we're going to stay in business, but worse, I'm worried about how I'm going to take care of my family.
That's Jamie Boatwright. He's a tomato farmer in Steele, Alabama. We originally checked in with him in October. Jamie, thank you so much for updating us, and of course, we wish you the best.
Thank you.